Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner here on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with you on this good-looking Friday morning. And just joining us in the studios within the last few minutes, we have a representative from Webster City FFA, and this is...
Hunter Hayes.
Hunter, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you doing this morning?
Part of the Hayes fire family, because you just got back from fire, I'm told, as we're doing this interview.
Yes, I did.
And you're involved with FFA, I believe.
Yep, I'm the president of the FFA alumni chapter this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here on behalf of the FFA. A couple of the students had some tests this morning, and they weren't able to make it out, so I'm going to speak on behalf of them.
Mm-hmm. So, again, this is also, we're doing this interview because we have some of the wrestling fans down in Des Moines. They're part of FFA.
Yes.
And you're telling me there is a big test going on, Hunter.
Yep, I was told that there is a big test this morning going on up at the high school. That's why most of them aren't able to make it, so I wish them well, and hopefully they do good.
I hope so, too. Well, let's talk about this big week, because it's a celebration, Hunter, of what people are involved with farming, checking our commodities and so forth for FFA. So tell us about what's taking place this next week.
So National FFA Week kicks off starting tomorrow, actually. Our FFA chapter is going down to Seven Oaks and Boone. They're going to start off with a little ski trip down there, a little fun activity for the FFA. Sunday there will be a break in the week. Picks up Monday on Drive Your Tractor to School Day. And starting at between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, there will be a parade of those tractors around town. They will leave the high school, head to Beach Street, run down 2nd Street through Main Street all the way to Superior, over Superior to Ohio, then back up to Beach following going back to the high school. That will be escorted by the police department. So if you're out and around any one of those routes, feel free to step out, wave at the students and their tractors. It should be a fun event.
What time is that again, Hunter?
It starts at 7:30 is when they'll be leaving the high school parking lot. They expect to be back somewhere around 8 o'clock. So it'll be about a half hour total to go around town.
Very nice. And I think the weather will cooperate for that, because Monday should be a nice day for the parade of the tractors and combines, yes, and what have you through the streets of Main Street, USA.
Yep. And then following that, on Tuesday is the Member and Teacher Appreciation Luncheon. Starting at about 11 o'clock, FFA students and teachers will come down to the FFA room during their lunch break and eat a pork burger meal put on by the FFA just to show appreciation for all the support they received throughout the year. Following that, on Wednesday, in the high school lunchroom for the all high school members and students, there is a guess the number of kernels in a jar. The winner of that, I'm being told, gets a free breakfast pizza next week. So high school students, make sure to keep on lookout for that. You won't want to miss that. Thursday night is a big night. That is the FFA Alumni Donkey Basketball. And I tell you what, this is an event that you are not going to want to miss. We're playing on Pack and Jeff Gym. The last time this happened was 2018. And from the people I have talked to that were there last time, this is an extraordinary event. They just loved it, and they can't wait for it to come back.
5 years ago they did this.
5 years ago, and we packed the gym then. We're planning on packing it again.
Well, hopefully you'll have that, because I see we have snow in the forecast coming up next Thursday. But let's think positive and get this good event going on next Thursday.
Yep, fingers crossed the weather will hold out for us.
There we go. So that's coming up next Thursday. Who is involved in these teams there, Hunter?
So we have four teams. There's a first responders team. So far, just a couple names to mention that are out in the community quite a bit. We have Andy Soule, Cole Youngdale, a couple other firefighters from some different departments. Representing the Sheriff's Department is Ryan Rupiper, and hopefully Wyatt Opperman. Trying to get a couple police officers sign up to represent their represent them. Then our teachers team, we have some teachers from different grade levels and different buildings around. So we're hoping that, you know, they'll really show up and represent the schools and their teachers. Following that, we have a student team. So the students are really going to be looking to get even with teachers, you know, from all that homework that they send them home with. That will be the first game, will be teachers versus students. So that's going to be a very interesting one to happen. And then finally is our community leaders team. It's just a bunch of community members from different businesses around the town to kind of represent Webster City.
Neat. So that's coming up next Thursday night starting at 7 o'clock. And do we have anything on Friday there, Hunter, to wrap up the...
So Friday,
Friday and Saturday.
Friday, the FFA is hosting Meals from the Heartland in the high school gym.
Uh-huh.
Last year, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe they packaged 70,000 meals. Their goal this year is to package 80,000. If you are, they're still looking for some sponsorships for that. So if anyone would be interested in contacting them, they get a hold of them. It is $750 to sponsor a table, or any monetary donation is accepted. That is such a great event. It's been around for years. They're really looking forward to that. That's probably going to be one of the bigger items of the week.
Hunter, you're involved with FFA. You graduated about 5 years ago. Why did you become a member of the FFA?
I became a member of the FFA mostly because just involvement around the community. It's a big opportunity to get involved with community, high school, get your name out there, be able to help out with a lot of different organizations. The FFA does help out with food drives and different stuff like that, and it does actually help make a difference within the community. For some of the stuff they do, one example, you know, Meals from the Heartland, that is a huge item. You know, that it does make a huge impact on the community, and it really is a lot of fun. You really become a really close group of friends. You spend a lot of time together. You do some traveling. You learn practical skills for the real world, going out, talking to people for some donations, lining up different events. You really learn a lot of skills that help you out moving forward with your life.
What we really want to stress there, Hunter, is you don't have to be living in the country to be a member of FFA.
No, so I want to say it was in the early, maybe 10 years ago or so, the FFA switched their name. They are no longer Future Farmers of America. They're the National FFA organization. And that is to really broaden that spectrum of is FFA doesn't look to just say this is only for farmers and farmers' children. We really want this to be a community organization, bring everyone in to be a part of it.
If you want to know more about that, then go to the FFA.org website, because it has a list of who were a part of FFA. There have been athletes, business leaders as well involved with the FFA. And
correct.
What a great program it's been for, golly, what is it now, Hunter? Well over 90 years, I think.
We're getting there.
Well, amazing for that. So we're certainly proud of our FFA chapter here in Webster City and all over. But how many statewide members? I'll put you on the spot there.
You're really going to put me on the spot. Oh, man. I'd have to look to get a true accurate number.
I can Google that there.
Yeah,
Hunter,
I'm not going to be able to give it even probably a close
sure.
number off the top of my head. It is a lot.
A lot. So it is a great program, and we've got a lot of great things going on this next week here in Webster City, actually starting tomorrow on the 18th and continues until Saturday the 25th. We would like to get people on over to the big Donkey basketball event that's scheduled for Jefferson Gym. We hope to get that in. I know they're saying snow next Thursday, but hope the weather folk are wrong on that. So it's a great time.
It will be. Hope to see everyone there.
Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Hayes?
That's all I have. That wraps up the National FFA Week.
All right. So again, let's salute our FFA members across Webster City and all over the state for FFA Week starting tomorrow. And I thank you, Hunter Hayes, for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Community Corner on KKWC coming up next. Shannon Latham will join me as we talk about what's happening in Des Moines, so please stay tuned.